The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. Port Huron City Council met last night, regularly scheduled meeting, and a lot of people on hand in a very emotional night of public comments. Joining us right now is the Mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rapp. Mayor Rapp, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
A lot of people wanted to talk about the death of Josh Conant at the Roach Bar a couple of weekends back, and you know, the rally cry has been justice for Josh, and I guess justice means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What was some of what you heard last night from folks who spoke out?
Well, I think it's a lot of emotion, as you said, and people want to see something done. They want to see action. And I understand that. Obviously, it takes a while to investigate something like this, and because the Port Huron police were there on the scene, Chief Platzer voluntarily, and I do quote voluntarily, turned the investigation over to the Michigan State Police just so that there wasn't any thoughts that it wasn't being handled properly or that anything was going to be swept under the carpet. And the prosecuting attorney, Wendling, also requested the Attorney General's office take over the prosecution of the case, which they have done. So you have two outside sources that are going to look into it. It will not be swept under the carpet. And I think that, you know, that was part of the emotion that they do believe that it's being swept under. They want to know why no one's been arrested. All questions that, of course, I can't answer, the council can't answer as far as, because the investigation isn't done. And it's now with the Michigan State Police. So I'm sure when they get to the conclusion, they will obviously do what it deems to be necessary.
There have also been calls for the business to be shut down, for its liquor license to be
Correct.
Taken away. Does the city have any ability to do that?
Well, the liquor license is obviously under the control of the state of Michigan. The only time once a year we get the option of they have to renew their licenses every spring it is. And we have the option at that point to put an objection in to the Liquor Control Commission as to whether or not we think a person should get their license again for the following year. And that's a number of reasons, whether they've paid their bills could be one of them. You know, they might have back taxes, things like that, or it could be for this very thing, you know, disruptive behavior, that kind of thing. I can think of another place that was shut down, which was the Military Street Cafe. And that was the time at which we did that also, was during that period of time with object to them having renewed, because there was a lot of issues there with fights, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, but it's not, you know, it's not overnight. Obviously, you have to look in the process and that type of thing, and it will be looked into. So they are not open right now. Certainly that will be looked into.
Do you have any indication as to how long the state investigation is going to take?
I have no idea. That would not be something I would be privy to, so I really don't know how long. I hope it's sooner than later, because justice does need to be done. So I'm hoping that they wrap it up as quick as they can.
There was other business on the agenda last night. I'm going to get to a few of these items, including a presentation you heard about the Discovery City Museum proposal. This was an exhibit, that an interactive children's exhibit at the Port Huron Museum at the Carnegie Center a couple of years ago, that was one of their more popular exhibits ever, wasn't it?
Absolutely. They got over 15,000 visitors, and it's an exhibit that we purchased at that time. And so we own it, and we did put it, ask the museum to house it in there. They took it out because they had other things going on. And the city staff, Parks and Recreation, have been looking at doing a children's museum. So it would be called Discovery Children's Museum. It would be encompassed more than just that Discovery City, you know, display. It would be other things. One of the things we adopted a resolution to purchase a water table and for the kids to play in. There's going to be, it was very exciting to see all the things that they're planning for at the you know, active areas, the inactive areas, the things that will, it's basically for kids that I would say up to 10 years old. And we don't really have anything indoor like that for kids to go to. They'll have birthday parties. They'll have interactive art type of things, motor skills, a whole lot of things that were brought forth last night. I did get the opportunity myself to visit the Children's Museum in Traverse City, and it really is something, and watch the kids playing in there. And I think we can do something even better than they have up there. So,
and this would be at the what had been known as the Knowlton Ice Museum, right?
Correct. The Community Foundation has taken over that from the Knowltons, and they had the spy display, and that's out of there now. And so we have arranged an agreement with them to lease the building. There will be some work that has to go into restructuring some things, you know, to make it the different areas. But I think it's exciting. I think that the children of the area, not just Port Huron, but you know, there is no other children's museum within probably an hour's drive or, you know, something like that. So there's nothing north of us. There's maybe something, I think, about 40 miles south of us. But I think we're going to make this something where people come as a destination and school kids can come, the younger kids. And it's quite exciting for Port Huron.
Absolutely. Kayak rentals. This is a kind of an innovative new way of dispensing kayaks. Tell us a little bit about what you know about the kayak rental program.
Well, it's with a company, and they'll be down there, and you can actually, so a visitor to town can, there doesn't have to be operated with a person there. They can use a QR code and use your phone, as we can use for most anything these days. And you get the kayak and the paddles and life jacket, and you can go out, use it for a while, bring it back. So it's quite innovative, and it's something that, you know, anybody visiting here in Port Huron will certainly be able to take advantage of it. Or obviously the people live here too, but I think it's when you go to a community and visit and you're looking for things to do, this will be just an added bonus.
Have you driven on Gratiot Avenue yet? Reopened yesterday.
I know it opened yesterday afternoon, and no, I haven't. But I think that it was announced last night at the council meeting, and I know there's some people that use it that were there, and they were very pleased. And I'm certainly looking forward to being able to drive up that way instead of taking detours.
Yeah, it's been pretty disruptive, but a much-needed project indeed.
Absolutely. Anytime you do that.
Always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care.